David Hasselhoff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser here with mortgage expert Sean Metter, and I'm going to ask you this week, as I always do, what are some of the things to look forward to throughout our show today?
Yeah, I told you last week we preheated the oven to 350, but this week it's getting even hotter because rates drop. People are going to utilize the phone number, so have your phones ready. Again, this week, no lender fees. That means no processing, underwriting, origination fees are skipped. I like Network Capital because of how fast they can close. So if you are one of the customers that want in and out the door, really not having a bunch of hoops and hurdles that you have to overcome, I believe Network Capital's process is the best in the business. Now, the real thing that's going to make you dial 855 on radio, that's the pricing. This week, the rates just dropped. We're back into the slender 1%, so the rate, 1.875%. The APR is at 2.10. We're getting hammered with cash-out phone calls. People want out of debt. People want New Year's resolutions resolved right here, right now. Have some fun. Let's kickstart the savings party today at this phone number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Can you explain to any of our new listeners how you can get out of debt doing a refi?
Oh, I love when people have debt because they always think they have to do debt settlement or a bankruptcy like a Chapter 7 and wipe the slate clean and nail their credit. So I'm never going to send people down the path that's going to do something negative in hopes of one day getting a return of something positive. I find that silly whenever you can leverage the home. Okay, like I live in Huntington Beach. Every time I check, the house values are skyrocketing. Do I really believe they're worth this? No, but that's what they're telling us these things are worth. So the difference between what you owe and what your home is worth can be utilized, like maybe pull cash out, increase what you owe on your balance of your mortgage, take the difference in cash, maybe pay down credit card debts, do home improvements. Whatever's going to put your family in a better position for the long haul is what I'm going to recommend. So, I mean, people just racked up debt, Teresa. We just came off of Black Friday, Cyber Monday. A lot of travel was booked. So people were spending cash. Now they need a resource to get out of the debt. My opinion, go with Network Capital, go to the home of the 10-day close, go with an outfit that's not going to nickel and dime you while you're trying to see some savings. The number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
How much on average are listeners saving who call into 855 on radio?
Well, they ran these numbers back in 2019 when rates were like normal. Okay, right now these things are on steroids. Like, I don't want them to run the numbers in 2020 or 2021 because I'm going to give you a little bit of false sense of this is what you can accomplish for the, you know, the long haul. But right now, I mean, rates are low, debt is through the roof, but in 2019, rates were like 4% on a 30-year fixed. Okay, so right now they're in like the twos and threes. So back then, people were saving $6,600 a year. What was cool about that, they improved their credit. They eliminated the debt. They got a month off the mortgage. If they had an escrow account, they get that in the form of cash. There's a lot of mortgage meat still left on the bone. People really liking the cash out refinance. Now, you don't have to do cash, but if you want the savings you're going to brag to your family and friends about, look at a cash out refinance, eliminate the credit cards, the car notes, the student loans, really anything that's above the rate that you're borrowing from the mortgage. So have some fun. Like, this isn't going to last forever. While we're in this moment of time, we need to push all chips in the direction of maximizing benefit, maximizing savings while it's here, because when it moves, it's going to move quick. The problem is, when is that day? So let's focus on today at this number, 855 on radio. They're called Network Capital. They close in as little as 10 business days. They have no lender fees. Use them for fixed rate products. I believe in their fixed rate portfolio, and they're called Network Capital Funding Corporation. They're out of Irvine, California. They're out of New York. They're out of Miami, Florida, and they're in LA. So I believe in these guys, and I think you will too. Here's their number, 855 on radio. Once again, 855 on radio.
Okay, so as you mentioned, pre-pandemic callers to 855 on radio were saving $6,600 a year. That's an average. Can you share recent results from one of our listeners?
Yeah, let me look through these really quick. I got a $1,600 a month savings. I got a $1,200, a $478 trimming, almost 100 payments of fat. Actually, let's go to this one. This one's big. This one, the banker's name is Stephen O'Donnell. I had to go talk to him to see if this was real. This was buck wild. So watch this one. There's a lot of numbers, so stay with me here. So they went 30-year fix into a new 30-year fix. They got an escrow refund. The next better house payment is pushed clear out until February. This loan closed in 12 business days. Now listen to these numbers. They cashed out and paid off $175,000 worth of credit card debts. They cashed out and paid off a $62,000 balance on a car. They cashed out almost $122,000 to invest in real estate and stocks. So with all this cashing out and eliminating debt and getting a fresh start and getting the credit enhancer, this family saved $3,352 a month, $597,000 over the life of the loan. They listened to us in Washington on the Mortgage Radio Show in Seattle. It's KVI. The customer's name was Alvin. He did the first step, the most important step. He reached out to the same phone number that you can. He was open-minded. He told the truth about his situation, what his goals were, what he was looking to do. I recommend being an open book. Let's work together. Let's accomplish this task while we're in this low rate era. I think you're going to like what you hear. Here's the number to get the party started. 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Those savings are very, very impressive. And I just wanted to let our listeners know that mortgage bankers are standing by right now live to offer you a no cost benefits analysis that is available now live at 855 on radio. That's 855 ONRADIO. How is the customer service experience? Well, we always invite y'all to go online, read the reviews. There are over 5,000 five-star reviews currently online about Network Capital. This week, we wanted to share a testimonial from Diane Fuang Nguyen. She's from Huntington Beach, California. Listens to our show on KFI 640 AM out of Los Angeles, where we've been getting so many calls already today and, of course, in the last few weeks. Diane shared the following testimonial on the Consumer Affairs website. She writes, "Many thanks and a five-star review for Network Capital Funding Corporation. What an awesome team to work with and outstanding customer service. Tran Lee and Sang Trong were remarkably professional, knowledgeable, efficient, and pleasant to work with. They went above and beyond with patience and dedication to help me every step of the way, answered all my questions or concerns, and got things done promptly, exceeded all the most and the highest expectations. The refi experience for me from beginning to end when the loan was funded and closed so quickly in exactly 2 weeks and with the best possible rate that met my refi needs. I would certainly recommend Network Capital to anyone who is looking to refinance or take out a home loan. Thank you again, Tran Lee and Sang Trong. You are the best." Well, obviously a huge thank you to Diane Fuang Nguyen. She's out in Huntington Beach. Tran says thank you, Sang says thank you, and we say thank you. What a nice note, right?
Yeah, that's a winning combination. Tran Lee is one of the hardest working guys you're ever going to come and find every day. I could tell you confidently, he's not on my team, and I utilize him daily. I check his stats and use him as the measuring stick. Most outbounds, most talk time, most effort. This kid puts in the grind. He's remote, and to be real, like if we could just duplicate a banker, I'm rolling with Tran Lee all day long. Now, when you switch over to the processing side, Sang's always top two, top three, every single month on processing. It seems like it's a race between him and Sarah on who's going to win each month. So I like the customer service. I like the fixed rate products. I like that they don't nickel and dime you guys on the lender fees. And most importantly, you guys know everyone's got low rates. I mean, we're talking maybe an eighth to maximum half a point spread from lender to lender, from best to worst. So really what separates who you should call or who you should pick to do the deal with is who can get the job done. Who do you trust? Who do you like? Who do you feel comfortable working with? Who's a good listener? Are they really putting in the right loan that fits you now and years to come? So I believe Network Capital has the process to perform this task for you guys. It should be effortless. For the better scenarios, they're definitely going to knock this thing out in as little as 10 business days. So start with a call to this phone number. They're called Network Capital. They're one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. Again, 1.875% on a 15-year fix is available. The APR is down to 2.10. All it's left, your ideas, your phone calls at this number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
You make an excellent point that really what separates lenders at this point in time is the customer service. And I feel like one of the reasons Network Capital year after year gets all of these five-star reviews is because of how they approach paperwork gathering, which is something all of us dread. We hear, oh my gosh, the rate starts with a skinny little one. That sounds good. But then you picture yourself trying to find your W-2s and your pay stubs and your tax information, and that gets overwhelming. So explain what Network Capital is doing with this aspect of the process that makes it so much more user-friendly than their competition.
Well, what they really did in the beginning is they kind of did the focus group idea, to where you pull some people in that really haven't even done business with, and you ask questions. What do you like about refinancing? What do you dislike? So you take the feedback, just like, you know, there's different shows out there. I always use the Profit TV show. If you guys haven't watched that, you're missing out. He takes failed businesses, puts in his own money, either fixes the people, the process, or the product. One of those three is lagging, or else they wouldn't even need his services. So what he does is he gets feedback from people. They find out what's good and what's bad, and they improve what's bad. It's so simple. So we ask customers, okay, what did you like about this? What did you dislike? They almost always say they dislike the amount of paperwork. So we put a lot of time, money, and effort into how can we make the process more downhill, easier for the customer. Let's be real. The rate could be 0.25% for 30 years, Teresa. And if there was a lot of work, no one's doing it. People don't want to do work. They want to go to the gym one time and have a six-pack. I happen to be one of those guys as well. So at the end of the day, you want to be someone that can get in and out the door with the least amount of steps to get to the savings finish line. I believe Network Capital is using their resources. It's a technology-driven industry nowadays, so they just really put together an incredible process that allows these loans to get in and out the door. Less paperwork equates to less hurdles, less speed bumps, less reasons that are going to slow our customers down to get to the finish line of savings. You want cash now. You don't want cash in 90 days. You don't want to be nickel and dimed in paperwork. For families that have that mentality, here's a great resource. They're called Network Capital. They're standing by at this phone number, 855-ON-RADIO. That's 855-ON-RADIO.
If people want to start right now, or if they just want to call, get some ideas, find out how much they could save monthly, annually, over the life of the loan, what paperwork do they need right now before they call?
How about you just start with your goals, what you're looking to do, your physical street address, and your contact information? We could take it from there. It's quite easy. There's so many resources that we don't even have to ask as many questions as we used to. Call them. They're called Network Capital at this number, 855-ON-RADIO.
This is the Mortgage Radio Show with Teresa Strasser and mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. For the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips, of course, you can follow Sean Metter's personal account if you want to see a lot of sneakers. I have never seen a person with so many sneakers. And, of course, you can follow me if you want to see a lot of stuff about youth baseball. But on to the point. The point is that 15-year fix is the lowest it's been in a while. Tell us about the rates.
Yeah, what just happened is we started to see the market tick up. It was like, okay, a little bit less phone calls, a little bit less, you know, excitement in the industry. And then all of a sudden, we had a dip, you know, earlier in the week. It was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, been booming. Like, a lot of people, we have a film, were waiting and kind of a little bit down. They had their heads down. They felt like they missed out on the ultra-low pricing. And a measly eighth can swing so many families. It's incredible, Teresa. I believe in, if the savings is there and it outweighs the cost and the effort, you take advantage. But right now, the market just dipped back down under the 2% ratios. So we're at 1.875%. The APR is at 2.10. We're going to talk here in a little bit. I don't know if it's going to be in segment 2, 3, or 4, but the loan limits changed and it even got better than what they initially told us. So I'm so thrilled. I'm so pumped. I believe in fixing people's credit, maximizing savings, not just taking in a look at just your interest rate on your mortgage. We're a lifestyle brand. We try to make sure that you leave this in the best financial position you can for the entire situation, whether it's car notes, credit cards, personal loans that seem to be the worst. People are sick and tired of that. We got trends, accolades, results, reviews, maybe 4 cash out refinance options that you could put your home equity to work. We'll give you ideas on what to use the cash, benefits of shorter term loans. I mean, the benefit sandwich is stacked a mile high this week. So, you know, put my guys to work. I really want to come in, you know, on Monday and just see the stats and know that you guys put this to good work, because when rates are low and cash is this easy to get, we say yes. I think you guys can do the same. Here's the number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
Mortgage bankers are standing by right now live to answer any questions you might have, and they can often do so in just a couple of minutes while you're on the phone. 855-ON-RADIO. radio. So short-term versus long-term, a lot of people have questions. It's funny, we've been talking about this for a couple of years, and I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, and the host was saying, well, I bought a house with a 30-year fixed. When I have extra money, I just write a bigger check. And I thought, no, Sean would be mad at you. But I think a lot of people do that. Why shouldn't they do that?
Well, here's the downside. You don't get rate break. Like, I love the idea. Like, I mean, if let's just say you can't qualify for a refinance. Yes, I do support that technique. I think it's going to work. It's better than just leave it in the bank. I like paying down the balance. Like, okay, when I first started the business, they were like, kid, you always need to have a mortgage. It's great for tax deductions. I'm like, why do I want to try to save a couple $1,000 in tax deductions when I don't have to shell out any interest? I'd rather pay zero interest and keep that money in my pocket and get my house paid off. So I'm different than everybody else. I'm not trying to keep an extending debt. I'm the guy that's trying to reduce the debt, eliminate the debt, get you guys to own these things outright, and put that cash to cooler ideas. So I don't want you to pay interest. I want you to pay travel. I want you to, you know, invest these into cool ideas, stock market, crypto. I mean, business is booming right now. You guys have all kinds of cool creative ideas what to use the cash on. You're going to be better than us at telling you what to do with that. But what you need us for is getting you to the finish line fast and easy with no lender fees, with rock bottom rates while they're available. So call Network Capital. They're standing by at this number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Network Capital is a direct lender. For those who don't know, who aren't familiar with the term, what does that mean and why do you think it's beneficial?
Okay, like a direct lender has such a competitive advantage. Here's the part of every show where I guarantee people are like, please, Sean, don't talk about banks and brokers. Like, don't nail us. Don't knock our knees off. But the problem is, I got to tell you guys the truth. A direct lender, when it comes to mortgage refinances, has a huge advantage. This is all we do. It's kind of like if we were a lasagna company and that's all we sold. You better believe I better have some fire lasagna. Like, if that's lousy, there's a problem. I'm not going to be in business. So the downside to a bank and a broker, a bank doesn't have competitive pricing. They're not going to be available 12 to 16 hours a day. They don't work weekend hours. So the downside is you have a small time frame to work with them. They're not very competitive, especially on the turn times. A bank cannot compete with a Network Capital when it comes to turnaround times. They don't have the resources to do it. You would think they would, but they just don't want to fork up the cash. So Network Capital was a mortgage factory. This is all they do. I use the analogy of Yang's. I told you guys there's this Asian place that I do a chicken bowl. It's just like chicken, some mushrooms, and some rice, and that's all they sell. They do it amazingly well. So think of us like the Yang's of the industry. We just do one thing amazingly well. This gets you access to the cash quick and easy. You don't have to pay lender fees. So maybe if that didn't hit, how about this? Okay, I like art. I just remodeled my house. My favorite artist is Hebrew Brantley. Okay, look him up. He's phenomenal. Okay, and one thing I like is if I want to get the best Hebrew Brantley deal, I'd call him up myself. Okay, I'm not going to go to like Eden Gallery or any of these galleries. I'm going to have to pay a middleman fee. If you go direct, wouldn't you agree you're going to get better resources? You're going to get better numbers. The same in the mortgage business. They make their own decisions. They're in control of their products and process. That's why they're able to do a 10-day close. I keep hearing people on the radio that are our competitors bragging about a 22-day close, and they go, who else can do that? I mean, we could do it twice. How about that? So here's Network Capital's number. Utilize them while the pricing's this low. When the rates move, I understand waiting, but while they're this rock bottom, we got to take full advantage. Here's the number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Well, home prices are crazy. That's in a lot of parts of the country. You're in California. I'm in Arizona. We've certainly seen that. So a lot of people are taking advantage of their home equity to get cash out. You found a story in the mortgage reports, or on the mortgagereports.com, I should say, delineating four cash out refinance options. And you thought people might like to know what they are.
Yeah, 100%. Like, okay, I do a ton of flips. Okay, one thing is my partner back in West Virginia, we buy a ton of these little tiny homes, we clean them up, we fix it up, and then we sell it. Next thing you know, everybody in the neighborhood's hitting us up to remodel other properties because we're making the property values worth more. So what's happened across the country is people are pulling cash out, doing a ton of home improvements, making these homes worth more. It's a frenzy. We can barely keep these things on the market long enough for people to see them because people are coming in with cash offers immediately. So for people that like cash out, we got a couple cool ideas. I want to run these past you guys, and then after after you hear these, dial this number, 855-ON-RADIO. The best of the best is when you can get cash out, no appraisal, quick close. Like, there's no reason you're going to say no to that. And if you can get a lower rate on top of it, no-brainer. But Mortgage Reports said home values are higher now than during the peak of the 2000s housing bubble. And according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, there's a good chance this boom may continue. So now is a good time for homeowners to put their home equity to work with a cash-out refinance. But before daydreaming about how a lump sum of cash could impact your financial goals, you should understand your cash-out refinance options as well as the benefits and eligibility standards for each. Now, this will help you get the best rate when leveraging your home's value. Now, cash-out refinancing can be used for a variety of purposes. Number one by far is debt consolidation. You guys love getting out of debt, trading in those 30% rates for rock bottom, like, I don't know, what's the offer today? 1.875%? You can do home improvements. People find out you can do home improvements and save money monthly. Like, who wouldn't say yes to that? Home renovations, vacation and travel, education expenses, paying off student loans or credit card debt repayments, investment purposes or building a nest egg, large purchases, like people are buying automobiles because they're finding out they could borrow money through their house at a better rate than they can get through the credit companies when it comes to car notes. Now, call today to find out which cash out program is best for you. There are four solid options between FHA, VA, conventional, and jumbo. There are some of the most rewarding options in the mortgage realm. Call right away and get your cash before the calendar turns to 2022. The number to get started, 855-ON-RADIO. It's 1.875%, 15-year fixed. The APR is at 2.10 at this number, 855-ON-RADIO.
Well, Danny called that number. He's out in Scottsdale, listens to our show on KTAR 92.3, and he went on to post this review, one of over 5,000 five-star reviews online. He writes, "Matt and Daniela, superstars of the refi world. I want to compliment Matt and Danielle on the great work they did on seeing my two loans come to fruition. They were a pleasure to work with. They worked hard to explain everything along the way and push things through quickly. All to my great satisfaction. This is one company that I will seek out to do business with again in the future. Big thank you to Danny out in Scottsdale. I know Matt and Daniela appreciate it. Tell me how the customer service experience is so different with Network Capital than with their competitors. When we read these reviews, the same sort of themes come up over and over, that people are reachable. They don't work bankers' hours, that they answer questions.
I mean, customer service is the main thing. It's the pillars the company was founded on. Every morning in our morning huddle, that's what we review. We review what the trends are, what's working, what's not working, how we can improve at customer service. Any negative review we get, we address it. We take it on the chin. We take it like, hey, this is what it is. This is what the customer didn't like. This is how we're going to make sure for the remaining people, they never have that same experience. So I love that about the company. Like, one thing about me is I care about doing a good job. Like, I'm an emotional guy. Like, I'm very competitive. I want to win at everything, and I also want to make sure that the customers are happy. Like, you can stress yourself out in this business just trying to always be 100%. It's amazingly tough, but I think it's the right mindset. It's the right idea. We try to really let these kids understand that it's about communication. If you communicate, the customer's always going to understand. If you can always give them the logic behind everything, people are willing to work around anything. So I like the communication at Network Capital. I like their process. I like their products. And most importantly, the people. Here's their number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
Stay with us. Big news on jumbo loans. We're going to get right to it when we come back.
David Hasselhoff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. I feel like we've glossed over the offer today. So before we get to some news about loan limits and some new programs, will you review the offer again?
Yeah, I always feel bad like saying the rate so much and saying the phone number so much. But just so you guys know, if I said the rate 55 times, I'd still get arguments for people like, you guys never say the rate enough. If I say the phone number every minute, they say I don't do it enough or I do it too much. It's so hard to please the masses. But at the end of the day, I don't care. We're going to make sure you guys take advantage. When rates are this low and cash is this easy to get, we'll do whatever it takes to make sure that your family takes full advantage. It's not going to last forever. I wish this is one of those shows where we could just tell you can take your sweet time and it's always going to be there and it's always going to be incredible. But unfortunately, one day this thing's going to move. It's going to move aggressive, and unfortunately, you guys are going to miss out on some savings. Now, will you still save some money? Absolutely. But I believe in maximizing every bit we can. I want you guys to be in the best positions now and years to come. So check this offer and then dial this number, 855 on radio. The company's called Network Capital, one of the number one rank lenders on nerdwallet.com in 2018. They're one of the top 30 financial service companies in the nation. They're constantly adding more bodies to the process to make sure it's even faster. They don't charge lender fees. This is huge. I'm horrible at explaining how impressive this is. They don't charge origination. They don't charge processing fees and underwriting fees and rate lock fees and all these other things that people are locking you into up front. You don't have to deal with that. Don't go with someone that's going to charge you origination. That's the main one. Like if you're going to be foolish enough to pay a credit report fee and stuff, it's like $30. I get it. But if you're going to put money down for origination fees, you're missing out. You don't have to deal with that. And then another thing is 10-day close. Don't let someone tell you this is going to take 30, 60, 90 days. We can knock out the clean scenarios in as little as 10 business days. Rates are rock bottom. It's down to 1.875%. 15-year fixed conventional. The APR just dropped down to 2.1 flat. So call Network Capital. They're standing by at this number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
If you call that number, you can avail yourself of a no-cost benefits analysis, which is a fancy way of saying you get to have a free conversation. You can get all your questions answered right now, live, in real time, at no cost. 855 on radio, 855-ONRADIO. So speaking of questions answered, let's address something that a lot of people have been asking about the past couple weeks, and even I'd say the past few months. How soon can I refinance after I've already done a refi?
By far one of the top three questions we get on a daily basis because, okay, a lot of people took advantage. So the prime idea, the prime scenario right now, other than having FHA, PMI, or being a veteran, those are so easy. If you've just done a cash out conventional loan and you paid off debt, I can promise you this. You unloaded a lot of debt, you probably improved your credit, and you probably took a slightly higher rate than you can get today on a non-cash out loan. So it's so easy for us. You cleared the runway, you basically shedded all the dead weight, you made it smooth and easy for us to step in and just do a simple free refinance. Like, we get people, Teresa, because our process is so easy, they'll do this for an eighth, a 0.25% rate drop, 0.375 rate drop, as long as the savings outweighs the cost and the effort. The people that just refinance are thrilled because they were happy with the last deal, and now you're giving them even more savings. So the truth is, they changed it on us about a month or two ago. It used to be one day. Okay, you just closed. Let's just call it with Bill Lending. Okay, you got a 3.375 cash out. The next day, we could have closed at 3% maybe, or 3.1 for free and call it a day. Now they make us wait 30 days. So as long as you didn't close with Network Capital, if you close with another lender, we can have this thing done. We'll just have to stall it out for the 30-day period, and then you guys can get a rock bottom rate, probably no appraisal. We'll utilize the same exact value you just utilized. And the cool thing is, people take advantage. They're thrilled. You don't have credit issues. You don't have title issues. It's like the only thing in the way is just communication. That's it. So I love someone that just did a cash out refinance. So if you guys know anyone that just did that, have them call Network Capital at 855 on radio. Once again, 1.875%. You heard me right. That's conventional. That's for perfect scenarios. The APR just dropped down to 2.10. When we talk about these new loan limits, know that more families have access to the advertisement right now. That thrills me big time. And I want you guys to get in on the action before it moves, because we're at the end of the year. You just racked up debt. There's New Year's resolutions about to kick off. Here's where people want to unload those credit cards. They want to do travel. They want to start New Year's resolutions today, and I can tell you it's working left and right. Here's the number, 855 on radio, Network Capital, 855 on radio.
As we mentioned, people who call that number saved, this is pre-pandemic, mind you, on average $6,600 a year. But of course, every week on the show, we share actual results, recent results from somebody who did a refi with Network Capital. The last one you shared was crazy. They went from a 30-year to a 30-year and somehow still were able to save well over $3,000 a month. And I know you've got a whole stack of them to share this week.
Yeah, this one's like a fastball right down the middle in the sweet spot, because I like what Anthony did. Okay, a lot of Texas has different rules. Okay, so for people listening to us in Houston on KPRC or Dallas on WBAP, unfortunately, it's the one state, Teresa, that they have different rules. They kind of block veterans. They block anyone from cash out if you're a government loan. So there's no such thing as FHA cash out. There's no such thing as VA cash out. Everywhere else in America has access to this, but Texas does not. So they're stuck constantly going into FHA rate and term deals. So we took this one from 30-year fixed FHA into 30-year fixed conventional. FHA comes with private mortgage insurance. You guys, you don't need to pay that. Escrow refund is what they received. Next better payment in February. Closed in 10 business days. Cashed out and paid off almost $35,000 worth of credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off almost $41,000 in personal loans. So let's just say that added up to $75,000. Okay, that payment is almost identical to their $290,000 mortgage balance. So that tells me terrible rates on the debt. Now, they also removed the private mortgage insurance. They wanted almost $42,500 for cash on hand. They listened to us on the Mortgage Radio Show in Dallas, WBAP, home of the Cowboys, home of America's team, if people still call it that. I don't, but they do. So they saved $1,601 a month, $311,000 over the life of the loan. So a lot of you would agree that's a great story, huge benefit. And then who knows what they're going to do with the cash. But what I like about this one, on top of the savings and the benefit and the unloading of debt, they got a fresh start. They got a credit enhancer. Whatever their credit scores were before the refinance has greatly improved. Know what that tells me? You're going to get more savings in the future next time you need to use credit cards. Maybe the next time you go to buy a car, you buy another investment property, since everybody seems to be real estate moguls these days. So take full advantage while it's here. I believe in Network Capital. I believe in quick closes. I believe in not charging you guys a ton of fees here. That's why the no lender fee special is rocking and rolling right now. Network Capital is standing by at this number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Okay, let's talk about some new programs. We've also been getting a lot of calls about these. So particularly for people who have attempted to refi and been declined, there are some options that people really should know about if you have a few dings on your credit, if you're self-employed. So talk to me about those new programs.
Everybody that has, like, let's say below 700 credit with private mortgage insurance should hope that they're home ready, home possible approved. Call 855 on radio and ask if you qualify for those programs. Anybody that's ever been declined for debt to income, they call it DTI. If you've been declined because you spend more money than maybe the thresholds that allow compared to your gross monthly income, then look at this new refi possible or refi now. We have to save you a minimum of 0.5%. I mean, we could obviously go much greater, but we're forced to offer at least 0.5%. You get all kinds of credits back. These programs can take somebody in a terrible credit position and give you the same pricing as neighbor Jim that's in the perfect prime scenario. So I love the new programs that exist. I mean, there's always these FHA streamlines and VA IRLs and simple conventional cash outs, but if you don't know what home ready, home possible, refi now, refi possible are, you need to call this number, check and see if you're approved. You're probably overpaying on your mortgage. It's time to stop the bleeding. Here's the number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Todd called that number. He's from Drayden, Maryland. Listens to the show on WMAL 105.9. We mentioned that it's not that there are dozens or hundreds of five-star reviews online about Network Capital. There are thousands, currently over 5,000. I wanted to share Todd's. He writes, oh, by the way, he posted this on the Consumer Affairs website. He writes, financing or refinancing alone can be an intimidating process. I tried working with a few other companies and just felt like they were trying to sell me and make a quick buck. Fortunately, I connected with young Kim at Network Capital. It was clear from the beginning he was different. He asked me questions and gathered facts about what I wanted to accomplish. After a few conversations, he gained both my trust and respect. Not an easy thing to do. He presented me with multiple options and talked me through each one. At no point did I feel pressured. Instead, he was educating me. It was so refreshing, and ultimately, I chose the option that allowed me to accomplish what I wanted to. The process was smooth, and our refinance has closed. Thanks, Young. Well, right back at you, Todd. Young Kim really appreciates this. His name's come up a lot. Who else has been on the boards lately over there in Network Capital?
Yeah, I could tell you MGK's in the news because of Megan Fox, but I like YGK. That's Young Gun Kim. He's got savings on deck for you guys. So anybody that wants to see some savings, I believe in fixed rate products at Network Capital. 0% of you are going to go with an adjustable this week when you dial 855 on radio. But top of the board, we got some new faces. I mean, Jack Attack's crushing these guys. Jack Vishvoda is number one by far. He's going to for the next couple months, that's all you're going to hear is Jack dominating. But Benjamin Edward, new guy from South County, Jack's referral, just stepped it up into the top three. And then you're also seeing Justin Johnson up in there. So I'm pumped what we got going. I mean, our other offices are dominating. The New York branch is growing daily. The Miami branch just doubled in size. The LA office just doubled in size. So, I mean, it seems like every day we're getting more and more people that want savings today at this number, 855 on radio.
You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with my co-host and mortgage expert, Sean Metter. If you would, just review the offer one more time, because I don't ever want us to get used to 15-year fixed rates that start with a 1 without being excited about it.
I agree. So while we're in this moment of time, have some fun. Put a smile on your face when you guys dial 855 on radio. It's time to shed the debt. It's time to see some savings. It's time to stop overpaying on your mortgage. You know, even if you're paying Network Capital right now, call back in. As long as it's been 6 months, let's drop these interest rates. Let's maximize benefit. Let's put our families in the prime position, because here soon you're going to be out the mortgage market. If you guys call today to 855 on radio, let everybody else deal with the higher pricing in the future. Timing is of the essence. It's available today. No lender fees. Fast closings, like a 10-day close. You heard me right. I'm not bragging about a 30-day close. We can do these in as little as 10 business days. Shoot, if there were no laws, we can do these same day for some of these scenarios, especially if you're like pay stub and W-2, or if you're retired, or if it's a streamlined program. Some of these deals, it takes us an hour worth of work, and you guys have like, I don't know, a couple of minutes. Call us for 15 minutes, and let's see some savings at this number. 855 on radio. It's 1.875%, 15-year fixed conventional. The APR just dropped down to 2.10, and you get in on the action right here, right now. Here's the number, 855 on radio.
All right, let's talk trends as we head into December, toward the end of the year. What are you seeing?
Well, I can tell you what just happened in my scenario. I live in Huntington Beach, and on Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, we lost power. Okay, I told you and Bill, our engineer, some funny stories before, but what happened is people needed generators, and I noticed all of a sudden a tick up in calls for generators. So a lot of people right now are just kind of preparing for the worst. Like, they're thinking down the road. I think families are thinking this sport more like chess than checkers. And actually, like, thinking down the road, like, okay, am I sending my kids to private school? Are they going to get a scholarship? Do I need money for college? How many more miles are left on my vehicle? People are doing tons of remodeling on their houses these days because the HDTV is doing so well. So there's a lot of cool trends. Let me go over a couple of them. And then when you're done with this, call 855 on radio and put them to good use. So cash out's always popular around this time of the year, especially paying off credit cards, car notes, student loans, collections. Home improvements is booming right now and paying less. Just think about that. If you dialed 855 on radio, pulled cash out, made the house exactly the way you want, and you pay less per month, would you do that deal? Of course you would. Also, people are now not doing term reductions. They're doing term extensions. The rates are so low on the 30-year fix that people really like that. They think it's the sweet spot. Now, people like this idea. This is one of my favorites. Cashing out the maximum you can achieve, but keeping your monthly outgoing exactly the same. The only difference is you weigh a little bit more. Your pockets are fatter. You have more cash in the pockets. People are getting out of adjustables, switching in the fixed. That's a no-brainer, especially in this. What if you could switch from adjustable in the fixed and your rate goes down? We're seeing that constantly. There's a lot of people that are getting rid of the home equity line of credit. Cash out to purchase a flip. Cash out to buy investment properties. Cashing out to have maybe an Airbnb. The home generator's booming. Anybody with these lenders are doing the deal. If you owe one main financial, lending club, net credit, any personal loan company out there, you need to hurry up and call our friends at Network Capital. And then another cool feature, with or without the equity position, if you have private mortgage insurance, we have a PMI eliminator program that's incredible. So look at Home Ready, look at Refi Now, look at Home Possible, look at Refi Possible, look at the streamlined programs, look at no appraisal options. That seems to be the trend. So have fun. Let's kickstart the savings today at this number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Okay, what should people know about Network Capital if they feel, trepidatious about doing a refi or a home loan with a company that they're learning about on the radio? Who is Network Capital?
Well, the proof's in the pudding. They're a lifestyle brand. You see them everywhere, whether it's billboards, TV, commercials, radio, advertisement in the mail. So what I like about them is the difference and importance of working with the best is one lender is just going to look at dropping a rate on your house and then leaving you with all the debt, or go with a lender that's going to look at every rate that you are involved in. We try to find out what way can we cut some corners and maximize more benefit. So they have tons of top 200 mortgage bankers in the country, tons of top 1%ers, one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com, one of America's fastest growing companies 6 years running. What I like about them is they're one of the best mortgage lenders in 2018 per nerdwallet.com. Seems like there's over 5,000 five-star reviews in an industry that's very difficult to get five-star reviews. Over 16 years in business. They have operations, I told you guys earlier, in New York and the World Trade Center, two of them in Miami, two in LA, two here in Irvine, which seems to be the mortgage mecca of the world. So I believe in them. I think if I had to dumb it down, if they said give them three things, I'd say their service, their speed, and I'd say really just the rock bottom fixed rates. So have fun with Network Capital. Be upfront. Like, sometimes customers don't want to tell the real story or they want to hide something. Be an open book. Let's work together as an efficient unit. I come from a military family, so communication's really important. Having each other's back, working together as a team. I'm sports driven. Most of my guys that I hire are sports driven. They know how to be a team operated kind of group here. So put it to good use. While rates are this rock bottom, I want you guys to win. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
I'm hoping you'll share one last recent result, because as we always say, there are average savings, which have been calculated at $550 a month, $6,600 a year. That's an average for folks who called 855 on radio, did a refi, but it always gets the phones ringing when you break down one specific real life example of how it looks.
Okay, this one's massive. Like, okay, so keep in mind, the monthly savings isn't going to wow you. You're not going to call everybody up and talk about the monthly savings, but what you're going to miss out on is realizing they trimmed 104 payments of fat off of their mortgage. So the customer's name's Antonio. He listens to us on the Mortgage Radio Show in New Jersey on WOR 710 AM radio. I think that's a New York Mets station. Congrats to you guys. I think he just got Scherzer signed over there, one of the best pitchers in the game. And you got DeGrom. It's going to be a fun season. I can't wait to go to some games in New York this year. But for you guys calling in New Jersey, I missed out on the trends. One of the trends is definitely our New Jersey market. Not sure who's telling everybody about us, but the calls in New Jersey have like been tenfold from what we're used to. So shout out to Antonio, if that's you telling everybody. This customer went from a 30-year fix down to a 15-year fixed, got an escrow refund, next better payments in February, closed in 11 business days, paid off $42,000 worth of credit card debts, cashed out and paid off the $34,000 balance on his car, cashed out $31,000 for home improvements. So I can't wait to see what this house looks like after the $31,000. But this guy trimmed over 100 payments of fat, and check this, pays $478 less per month. That's $319,000 over the life of the loan. This was closed quick. He unloaded the debt. He got a fresh start. He got a credit enhancer. And I assure you, we'll be hearing this one in about 6 months when he calls back to go no appraisal, free rate drop. Even if it's a measly 0.25%, I have a feeling we'll be working with him again. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Sean, I think a lot of people are wondering, should I take advantage of these rates? Sounds pretty good. It starts with a skinny number one. Or do I wait? I mean, that's always the million-dollar question, and in some cases, literally. But I wanted to share just my personal experience. As you know, I did a refi during the pandemic. Actually, I did one in my home and one in an investment property, and that was really big savings with the pandemic numbers, rates that we're still seeing now, like enough to send both my kids to college. That's how much I saved over the life of both of those loans. Then I got a call a few months later from my mortgage banker, and by the way, using my married name, so it wasn't like, oh, that's Teresa Strasser from the radio. And she said, I can save you a couple hundred more bucks. And I was like, what? Is this going to cost me anything? No. And just refied my refi and saved a few hundred bucks. Why would I not do that? So talk to me about people who are thinking, I don't want to miss out on the moment the rates are at their bottom. So I'm going to wait and I'm going to try to time it.
Yeah, the people that try to time it are going to miss it because you'll never know the best day until it's in the rearview mirror, until it's past you. That's the downside to timing, but we call it hedging the market, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to refinance you now while rates are historically low. And if they go lower, just wait the 6 months, call us right back. We'll even redrop it again. But here's the thing. If they go up and you didn't do this, now you're just paying the current rate you got. You're overpaying. You never saw results. You never got a month off the mortgage, never got the escrow refund, never saw savings. So I recommend when the savings is there, take full advantage. If we weren't a lender that would kind of redo it if the market goes down, then I could see people trying to time it even though they're still going to miss out. I could justify it slightly, maybe a 0.25% more confidence in that idea. But right now, Network Capital is eliminating the risk for you guys. I believe in them. I think you will too. I mean, again, how many times in your life have you guys heard of a 1.875% conventional 15-year fix? I like seeing term reduction. I like seeing principal reduction. I like letting you guys own more of your home faster. It's rewarding when you do these shorter term loans because when you cut a check, the meat or the portion of the payment that you want to see going to principal reduction, not interest. And that's some of the benefits that a shorter term loan can do. So call our friends at Network Capital. They're going to show you what's available for your scenario. Right now, we just want a casual conversation. We want you to call in, tell the truth. Let's look at the entire situation. Let's find angles to save money. I can tell you guys this, another trend we're seeing, people that went clear down last year to 2.25 30-year fixed, they're calling back to do high twos on cash out right now and still maximizing alarming amounts of savings. Here's their number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
And is there anything you want to tell people with jumbo loans before we get out of here today?
Oh, man, this one's big. Okay, so Orange County Register, they're usually a lot of times they're wrong. I shouldn't have used them, so I made the mistake on using their article. That's my bad, you guys. So they came out and said it was going to be $625,000 as the new loan limit, which was exciting. That alone had me, you know, making it rain in the air. So I was pumped on this, but then I just found out they just came out on Wednesday and said, we're going to go to $647,000. So what that means to you guys is more families have access to the advertisement. So it used to be basically if you had a $500,000 loan to $548,000, that was your window. Now it's greatly easier to get this achievement. And then another thing is the high balance limit skyrocketed clear up to $970,000. Now, there's certain areas around the country this means nothing, but if you're in California right now and you're hearing this, you need to call in. If you're anywhere near a $600,000 to $900,000 loan, there's plenty of options that are available that weren't there just a few days ago. Here's the number, 855-ON-RADIO.
Before we go, who should call?
Everybody in a VA loan, anyone with FHA, anyone that just did cash out, anyone that's just a good quality person that wants to see some savings.
Ah, you summed that up so well. Thank you so much, Sean. Thanks for being with us. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser. We will be back next week.